All right, how do you explain something like this? Go to a place when I'm in St. Louis for lunch on a regular basis. Go in there, get an iced tea, a quick little salad or something like that. The guy who pours me the iced tea, his name's Russell. He says, he brings up Shirley Temple and Buddy Ebsen, the late Buddy Ebsen, Jed Clampett, right? And he brings up Buddy Ebsen. I hadn't heard that name mentioned in 5 years, okay? 5 years. And he's just talking about him. Lo and behold, he's got this big screen TV on in this area. Up comes a promo for some show, and there's Buddy Ebsen. Now, I haven't heard about him in 5 years, and all of a sudden this guy's talking about him, and then lo and behold, up pops on television a promo for him. How in the heck does that happen, and why?
Well, for me, synchronicities like that synchronicity that you just mentioned are really messages from myself to myself. And in your case, you, since it's your synchronicity, you know, only you know what it means. But my explanation of it would be that Buddy Ebsen has a meaning for you. And as you start thinking about Buddy Ebsen, or you run into a thought of Buddy Ebsen that day, it automatically triggers, because of your electromagnetic field, you, George, thinking about that at some point, even if it's coincidental, like you just flash on it, it triggers something also within the quantum order that brings an event directly to you. It attracts it to you. And it's really, I found it controlled or explained by the law of affinity, that really like attracts like. So we use it every day in our life, whether we know it or not. And it's kind of like whatever we were thinking about or whatever we were wondering about will draw that thing also to us. So maybe three more people mention Buddy Ebsen. Then you turn on the TV or you look at the TV and he's on there. And it's really regulated by the fact that it's coming in on a vibration or a frequency that really is being triggered by you, and it has a message directly back to you. So what does Buddy Ebsen mean?
Yeah, George, let me take you down the road here just a little bit. Because
right,
this is how.
Let's go.
This is how an individual will figure out what a sign means to them. So there's two things. It's when I say Buddy Ebsen, what comes to mind? In other words, quick word association. For you.
For me? You're asking me?
Yep.
Two things. The Alamo, because he was with Davy Crockett I don't know if it was the Davy Crockett story or the Alamo. I think it was the Davy Crockett story. That and the Beverly Hillbillies, obviously. So what does that mean?
Hold on.
what are you doing? Writing?
You betcha.
Oh, all right.
Oh yeah, of course.
You
this
analyzing
is
me?
Science here, George.
Nicole, you're analyzing me.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, so we got Davy Crockett, we got the Beverly Hillbillies. The second piece in interpreting a sign, the message of the sign is this: quick word association, followed by what was I thinking about that day? What was I wondering about? Separate from Buddy Ebsen, what was on your mind?
Everything's on my mind at any given time. I think about the program. I think about stacking the show. I think about my friends, my kids, my parents. I think about everything. So nothing specifically.
Well, what was going on at your lunch? You know, what was the topic of conversation or the thought? You know, maybe you don't want to get into it on the
you
internet.
Know,
No.
Everything I talk about, Nicole, is public. I think we were talking about the weather. It was brutally hot in California when I left. It was brutally hot in St. Louis. They said when I was coming in, it changed. California weather stayed brutally hot, which I missed. It was cool when I left. And St. Louis's horrible summer, and it was a bad summer weather-wise, started getting cool. It's gorgeous out today. So we talked a little about that. And then he got into the Buddy Ebsen thing. How do we know it wasn't him, that this wasn't all about him and Buddy Ebsen?
Mainly because you noticed it. And synchronicities are signs in terms of...
Well, that's true. I
did. And it could be the media. You know, if I had to make a guess.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say Buddy Ebsen's a performer. He's obviously been in the media.
Yeah, what do you think of him? The caliber. What is he? You know, is he?
I think he was very talented.
Uh-huh.
I think he was good at what he did. And I guess when Russell mentioned Shirley Temple, I thought of the dance scene.
Mm.
You remember that? Maybe you don't. I'm older than both of you. So, yeah, I thought about that. But, I mean, it was just, to me, it was the fact that it would happen, that the synchronicity of the event was there. And this happens to me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The dance scene, does that make you smile, warm-hearted?
Not necessarily. I was surprised that someone of his caliber also had the talent to dance like that.
Now we're getting into something.
What are we getting into?
A little bit of a dichotomy.
How so?
Things aren't as they appear to be. I mean, that's what you just spoke of.
And do I equate that to myself?
Well, no, I don't know, George. Probably not. But or maybe.
Maybe you do, and maybe that's part of your philosophy. I think, you know, having listened to you for some time, I would say that things are not as they appear to be.
Especially on your show,
that's what your show's about.